This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
This is going to go amazingly.
I don't know. We're nervous about this.
Or this is going to fail miserably. We want to talk about monkeys.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Show of hands in this room. Who's got a monkey story?
Yeah, sorta, but it's
cliche. You do? You have one?
Well, it's cliche. Everyone's gonna have the same story as my story. So,
do you have the poop fling?
Yeah, we would induce it. You just walk by the cages and you would give them X-lax and stuff, and then
you would.
Yeah, well, not me per se. The group. I was, the peer pressure group.
Because
I had
a monkey throw poop at me one time.
As you should. You're that kid.
No, I wasn't doing anything.
You
I just
out.
Went.
You're the poop kid.
You know what it is? You're animals want to do their thing. Like at the aquarium, the tiger thing did the like, is it a her? I think it's a her. Like they turned around and like went and sprayed all over the wall.
You.
Yeah. No, the wall stopped it from hitting me. But like,
I like how whenever you're those, they always come after you with their poo.
They do. Like animals want to send their
they do.
Excrement at me.
No, we used to have spider monkeys in our zoo, and that's what they would do.
You guys would really.
I
give
would
them X-lax.
Not. No. So they others would.
People who were friends of yours.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's my monkey story. I'm sure we have better than that.
Little D, you got a monkey story? No monkey. See, so if only one of us really... I mean, we have poop stories, and we don't... Are we going to put a moratorium on the poop?
Yeah, because I feel like that's what everyone's going to
exactly.
do if we don't.
You know? So I killed that one. That one's okay, off the
I'll
table.
Say this. We had a call a couple weeks ago where a lady called in, and she was talking about how she stole a monkey from a party.
Oh that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So we have one monkey story. Go find that call, and we'll play that way, over and over.
I guess we've got rules. Apes aren't allowed. You can't call
no,
with an
I think
ape
it's any
story.
Primate.
No?
Yep.
No, it's any... like.
Yeah, it's any of them.
All right.
Well, so what's
orangutans.
The difference? An ape and a monkey is...
I didn't know this until my 4-year-old, now 5-year-old, was reading me a book, but apparently the difference is monkeys have tails, apes don't.
See, that's cool.
What's
that's
a chimpanzee? Crazy.
It's an ape.
Because it doesn't have a tail?
Doesn't have a tail.
What's a gorilla?
An ape.
Do you think if you call the gorilla, like really ape is the genus or phylum or whatever? Is that, that's the, what it's called. It's got to have a better name than that.
So always stories with has a
no,
tail.
No, it's it can
nope.
be anything.
It's got to have a tail in that story.
Of, here's what we got inspired because we have a few different stories of monkeys.
Now, these are crazy cool stories.
An escaped monkey caused excitement at a San Antonio airport, San Antonio International. It was a macaw. Is that how you say that?
I think so, yeah.
Macaw monkey named Dawkins. It arrived on an American Airlines flight from Chicago. The primate figured out how to get out of its cage and took off running. It was heck eventually yeah. captured in the baggage handling area after right. 2 hours on the run.
That's fun.
Despite briefly causing some chaos, no flights were delayed. The monkey is said to be a retired research animal that was recently released from Brown University.
Heck yeah.
All right. So in addition to the call we got recently that was about somebody stealing a monkey, mm-hmm. a London man was shocked to find out that he had an uninvited guest in his house. A chimpanzee had broken into his home. That's not a monkey, though.
Well,
you guys. Okay. A yeah. chimpanzee had broken into his home through a window, was making off with his cell phone and MacBook Pro.
That's sweet.
Let me ask you this.
They taught him how to be a thief.
The chimp, somebody trained him to go. It's like,
gotta respect that.
Look for the Apple logo.
Grab it.
It's like, if he's got an Apple TV, he's got an iMac, he's got whatever.
Smash
you
grab it.
Smash and grab. The guy was afraid of getting hurt by the giant beast.
I would too.
Chimpanzees are...
Dude, they can... Any size, they can rip your face off.
They can, right?
They can.
They're super strong.
They
they're like,
are.
They're way stronger than you. Yeah. Apparently, the chimp had robbed several homes before he was caught and sedated by the local.
Oh!
He was like...
That's sweet.
Okay. So then, here's a dude who was detained at LaGuardia for traveling with a marmoset monkey. He had it under his hat. Oh, it's one of those little...
Little, like fist size.
Little tiny.
Yeah.
He traveled with the monkey from Lima, Peru to Fort Lauderdale. And then on to New York. So he made it all the way. He
got, I know.
He got through customs and immigration.
With a monkey on his head.
And then somebody, they said if we knew he had a monkey on him, we,
if only we knew.
If only we had known he had a monkey on him. The final monkey we have before we get into your riveting monkey tales. This is, you guys.
No one's getting.
Whose idea was this?
That was Lil D.
Oh, God.
That's a name. You can hear its non-tail.
You can hear non-tailage. There's the Coco, the gorilla. Apparently, it had a headlight fetish.
Oh, a mommy part.
It liked upper mommy parts.
Oh, this story's stupid.
What? Like the women who were in charge of it, he wanted to see their mommy parts.
So they purposely hired well-endowed women, mm-hmm. and they refused. And when they didn't want to expose them to the monkey, they fired these women. And they did what they should have done, is turn around and sued the pants off of them.
Yes, they did.
Yes.
So I didn't know who you were saying were stupid. The women weren't stupid for not sure. It's like, even though it's a monkey, you don't have to.
No. What are you thinking?
So the zookeepers sought out well-endowed women to make Coco happy.
Monkeys, Coco's a perv.
Coco's a total perv.
Yeah.
They sued the Gorilla Foundation. As Steve said, they won the case, but they won't release the details of the settlement.
That's just weird.
Because the monkey, I guess, would reach for him. Try to pull their tops down. And
do all that. Yes. And they sent their employees into that situation.
And had to deal with,
dumb.
So we've given you a few examples of monkey stories. Is there anyone listening who has a monkey something
Ooh,
weird.
Monkey mayhem.
Monkey mayhem. We've changed the name, Lil D. It's monkey mayhem.
Would that help people to call with their...
Well,
probably not.
Operators are standing by, Steve. Now how much would you pay? So one time I had to spell monkey in school. This is... All right. We're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to open it up any further. We're leaving it
it's just monkey.
No tail or no tail.
Okay.
Wait, primate in general.
If you're warm-blooded, we'll
yes.
Take.
Or a man who was very ape-like. Dang it. All right. Please help our show not fail. We want to hear your monkey mayhem stories. Annie.
Yay.
Why are you still listening?
So I had this pet monkey when I lived in Africa, and he was a terror. He terrorized the town. He would break into people's houses and steal pots of food off their stove. We lived next to a school, and he would go in through the windows and just scare everyone, chase people, and take things. He stole a bag of Dum Dums, and then he would sit there with them and eat them and throw all the trash on the floor.
So, but he wasn't trained to steal, like the story we talked about earlier where the chimpanzee went in and stole all the Apple products. It's just like...
He's just being a monkey?
It's ingrained in them. Yeah, it's instinct to steal.
Yeah, they steal everything. If they know you want it too, they'll take it from you, no doubt. Like your cell phone... Yeah, don't set it down around us.
They can tell that it's something valued because of the way you covet it.
That's wicked.
Yes. Yeah. And they're also carnivores.
Yes.
So he ate a baby chick.
Yes. See, you gotta.
Oh, like yeah, in front of people, and the kids are all like, no.
He wasn't popular with everyone in our neighborhood. It had to pay a lot of money to people for things he stole.
For things your monkey had done.
Everybody thinks it's so cute and adorable. No, man, they'll rip your face off.
They are aggressive. Yeah. Didn't Michael Jackson's monkey hurt somebody?
No, I don't.
It ripped somebody's face off. I thought so. Bubbles.
That's why he's...
No, he... No.
Oh, that didn't...
He ripped his own face off. Thank you, Annie.
That's kind of not...
That's unconfirmed knowledge brought to you by Slacker. I don't know if you've met my uncle with the yellow hat.
We've heard things.
Amanda.
Rumors of the...
Be right back. Yay!
Monkeys.
Sorry. My brother used to work for a very well-to-do community in Las Vegas.
Okay.
He was one of the guards, and he had to chase down a woman's small monkey, not a kabocha monkey, but a monkey like that. He had to chase it down one time, and when he did that, this monkey fell in love with him.
Okay.
He used to start trying to escape to find him. He'd have to go read its stories at night because neighbors would complain it was screaming. It became this
love affair between a man and a monkey.
Okay, that's...
Did they ever consummate?
Hey.
I don't think I want to know if they consummated or not.
I don't want to...
What do you do when a monkey falls in love with you?
No.
If this is what it's like to be a woman, because we're like primates.
Well,
that sucks. Thank you for that. Becky.
Yay.
Monkeys.
Yes. When I was 17, I got to go with a student ambassador group to go tour Europe. And one of the places we went was the Strait of Gibraltar.
Okay.
And that island, there are monkeys everywhere.
Oh.
you can't look left or right without seeing a monkey in your face. And we were inside our pickup with our tour guide, and they just crawl in through the sunroof and everything. And one of them crawled in, and it had a baby under its stomach. And one of the classmates tried to pet the monkey and got severely bitten.
Yes.
You don't mess with a monkey's offspring. Especially
a mama monkey.
Monkey tails.
That kid just...
And he got a really bad rash and had to go to the doctor and everything like that. But
at a Gibraltar health...
I'm guessing that's a nice clinic right there.
It's all monkeys.
They're just like,
it's like the planet.
Monkeys are running it. Right. The chimps are like the doctors and the.
It's all.
Do you have to get rabies shot then? I mean, are they rabid?
I bet. Yep.
I don't think so, since they're around so many people. I wouldn't assume so. But he definitely was feeling very well and had a big nasty rash.
I bet. Yes.
Big nasty rash is the name of my third album. That's weird. Thank you for the call, Becky.
Yeah.
I can't believe we've gotten this many monkey calls.
I know, I'm sort of
blown away by you people. Neil.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah. Monkeys.
Yep.
Yeah, not exactly what you're looking for, but back in the mid-90s, I worked for a minor league baseball team, and the band The Monkees was touring all over the country, and their manager made a big deal about... making sure everybody had backstage passes and all that to get near the band. And the guy did everything by the phone, and he never actually introduced himself. He got drunk during the show, and he tried to get backstage, and a couple of us wouldn't let him back there because we had no idea who he was, and he ended up getting a big drunken brawl with us.
You got in a brawl with a monkey handler? M-O-N-K-E-E handler?
Yes, exactly.
Oh my God, the manager of the monkey.
I feel like yours has to be the last call we take, because now we've come full circle out of primates into rock bands. Thank you for your brawl, Neil.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.